Always good to be back with you here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. As we've noted, people are living longer than at any time in history. Longer, healthier, more vibrant lives, and working even long past the traditional retirement age. The fact is, the life expectancy for men nowadays is over 84, 84.3 to be exact, and for women, it's even higher at 86.6, meaning if you get to your mid-60s, there's a pretty good chance you've got another 20 years to go. All of these have implications, of course, for society, for how we think about retirement and people, again, living more active and vibrant lives. And at the same time, it has huge implications for how we think about what we need in retirement. Catherine Collinson, who leads the Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies, looks at these issues all the time. You do some great research, Catherine. Talk to us a bit about the recent survey you did in terms of people in working life now and how long they plan to live. I thought this was quite a curious way to think about it.
Our survey found something really interesting. And to your point, it's kind of an odd question to ask people. How long do you plan to live? You might expect to live to a certain age, but plan requires some deliberation and building a roadmap, which we know people need to do, a financial plan to last their lives. And what was really interesting, if we look at the median response, it was around 86, which ties nicely with the Social Security numbers that you just spoke of. But when we looked further, we actually see a pretty significant percentage that is planning to live to 100 or older. And among millennials, the youngest generation in the workforce, it's close to 1 in 5 that have some sort of plan or expectation of living to 100 or older.
So what does that mean for those who are plan to work well past the 65 or 67 or even longer? Because really you've got to then you're thinking about needing to save well past 20, 25 years up to 30 years or more.
You make a great point, because saving for a 20-year retirement is hard enough, but think about what it would take to save for a 30 or 40-year retirement. And people exercise a lot of common sense, because we've seen in our numbers that so many people are planning to work past 65 and even well into their 70s or older. And that's a great way to continue earning income and saving for when they do fully retire and stop working altogether.
Right. Well, with the advance of medicine and technology, there's so many more options, really, at least in terms of the way people are approaching these years and thinking about how active they'll be in what formerly was really the golden years. Are there golden years anymore, even?
There's a new type of golden years. And one thing that we have to be so mindful of is the potential for living longer lives. However, it's not a guarantee or an entitlement. Along the way, we have to do our very best to take good care of ourselves and make good choices about that can help lead to healthy aging. And then lastly, if we're going to continue working, we've got to keep our job skills up to date.
Thanks, Catherine. We'll come back to the issue of longevity, living longer, healthier, and more vital lives than ever before. It's a topic that fascinates me, and I know so many others. So thanks for the insights you bring. That's all we have time for on this edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.